This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We are here on the live Saturday edition of the program that you're tuned into, and we are grateful that you're there as well. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
We're going through the manifesto of the lunatic who shot up some innocent folks at a Walmart earlier today in El Paso or the El Paso, Texas area, taking out at least 19 human lives and injuring another 40. It's terrible shooting, just absolutely horrifying, of course, as they all are. One of the worst, apparently, in U.S. history as far as body count is concerned. The individual in question is still alive. He was taken alive by police. His name is Patrick Crucius. There is a manifesto that he allegedly has put out there, and we are sharing that with you. It's actually relatively short. So I want to continue with more of his what he claims are his political and economic reasons for slaughtering more than a dozen, nearly two dozen innocent people. And we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. Certainly welcome as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As I say, Ian and Mark here. Let's continue with him. He was saying, just in case you're just tuning in, he's basically sounding like an arch statist, sort of melded together from Republican and Democrat talking points.
That's what he sounds like.
Yeah. On one hand, he is deathly afraid of immigrants and believes that they actually harm the economy, even though the opposite is true. He does, seem to understand that welfare is a problem. But at the same time, he embraces, it sounds like, universal health care and the so-called UBI, the Universal Basic Income.
Yeah.
So he's embracing some major kind of statist concepts. He's anti-corporate.
This is what I consider to be the fundamental flaw in modern progressivism, is that we've drawn a polygon on the map. Inside that polygon, we will institute socialism. Because if you attempt to institute it outside, just let anybody come into the polygon, the socialism is going to fail because a bunch of people who don't want to work are going to come here, which, of course, undermines the whole philosophy that, hey, everybody's going to work. Hey, everybody's going to work. Don't worry about it. So it just this guy's a statist.
He is a total statist. He says he believes that the UBI would be more likely to succeed if tens of millions of dependents are removed. So he's actually advocating for deporting people. He wants to send people out of the United States. He goes on to say, even though new migrants do the dirty work, their kids typically don't. He claims they want to live the American dream, which is why they get college degrees and fill higher-paying, skilled positions. This is why
now it's a problem that the children of immigrants are getting college degrees and taking our better jobs.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, I mean, a protectionist is a protectionist.
I have not heard this before.
Okay. A protectionist is going to be a protectionist all the way up the line. I mean, they're not just going to want to protect the construction workers and the folks picking fruit.
My grandmother was the child of an immigrant.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And you're her grandson.
How far down the line does this go? I mean, exactly. Before long,
who does he want to deport? I guess, right?
Right.
How many generations back? He says this is why corporations lobby for even more immigration illegal immigration, even after decades of it happening. He claims they.
Well, I do think that corporations lobby for and make more illegal immigration possible, because illegal immigration actually allows the big agra to institute a sort of serfdom, a modern-day serfdom over these migrant workers. Let me explain. So if I come here crossing the border, my name's Juan, and I just want a job, all right? I go work for the job. I go get the job at this place. And then somebody across the street is offering, instead of, I don't know what they get paid, $25 a bushel, they're offering $30 a bushel. I want to go across the street. Whoa, 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 Juan. I know where you live. And it would be a real shame if Migra, as they call it, the immigration authorities, Migra, found out where you were here. Well, now you're just stuck earning the $25 a bushel, and it stops the marketplace from working. My labor's worth whatever my labor's worth, whatever I can negotiate for it. And if I can negotiate $35, $40, $50 a bushel, whatever it might be, then I'm stopped from doing that by these immigration laws.
He goes on to say that even as migrant children flood skilled jobs, corporations make this worse by lobbying for even more work visas to be issued for skilled foreign workers to come here. So he is completely against any immigration whatsoever. He's not one of those Republicans who claims that they want legal immigrants. Oh, they're okay with immigration. They just want it to be legal. They want you to have to jump through all these bureaucratic hoops. He's saying get rid of immigrants. He says don't let any more in, but also get rid of the ones that are already here. Fear-mongering continues. He says, recently the Senate under a Republican administration, he puts Republican in all caps, has greatly increased the number of foreign workers that will take American jobs. Remember, he writes, that both Democrats and Republicans support immigration and work visas. Corporations need to keep replenishing the labor pool for both skilled and unskilled jobs to keep wages down. Well, I got news for you. If you keep wages down, it keeps your costs down, and the costs can be passed on to the consumer, meaning lower prices. Going on, he says automation, he claims, is a good thing, as it will eliminate...
Now we like automation, all right.
It will eliminate the need for new migrants to fill unskilled jobs, jobs that Americans can't survive on anyway. Automation can and would replace millions of low-skilled jobs if immigrants were deported. This source of competition for skilled labor from immigrants and visa holders around the world has made a very difficult situation even worse for natives as they compete in the skilled job market.
Just so you know, the natives don't think you're a native, pal.
You mean the Native Americans?
Right. The Native Americans, the people that he's complaining about. Most, Hispanics coming across the border illegally are, at the very least, in part, Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they may not be Native American from
this part of America.
Right. The particular polygon on the map called the United States, but certainly they are Native American to the continents, North and South America. You hear the term America being repeated in here? That's because they're Americans.
He says, to compete, people have to get better credentials by spending more time in college. It used to be that a high school degree was worth something. Well, I got news for you. The college degrees aren't really worth that much anyway.
Well, I mean, high school degrees were worth something when you didn't have the government mandating that every moron get a high school diploma. Mm. Now you have states that are like, well, you got to be 18 to get out of school. When I was in school, at least it was 16. It's a lot of...
Right.
But the freshman class was significantly larger than the senior class. I presume many of them went on to live fine lives. I don't know. But whatever, you know, the more you mandate these rules, the less valuable that government education is going to be. When everybody gets a free bachelor's degree and it's mandated, the bachelor's degree is not going to be worth anything either. It's just going to be 16th grade.
And as he does correctly point out here, he says the cost of college degrees has exploded as their value has plummeted.
Mm-hmm.
This has led to a generation of indebted, overqualified students filling menial, low-paying, and unfulfilling jobs. He further claims, of course, these migrants and their children have contributed to the problem, but they are not the sole cause of it. The cause of that problem is the educational industrial complex, you know, being tied in with governments.
Right, with its hand out, you know, peeping for more food like a baby chick.
Yeah, governments basically funding all these constant increases in costs over the various colleges. You've got a college bubble, basically, built by the college system and the governments that are the same thing. I mean, most colleges are essentially government-run. There's very few that aren't state colleges, and those that aren't are still getting state money for a variety of different things. He goes on to complain. He says, the American lifestyle affords our citizens an incredible quality of life. However, our lifestyle is destroying the environment of our country.
He's got
them another one.
Every single one of these talking points down.
I'm telling you, he's a total statist. The decimation of the environment is creating a massive burden for future generations.
So this I lay at the feet of sort of media. And it's constant, we're all going to die!
Fear, once again, fear-mongering.
Right. And I mean, you know, why wouldn't this guy go out in a blaze of glory if he thought the world was this awful?
There's more on the way here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got more from the manifesto, the alleged manifesto of the purported killer today in El Paso, Texas at the Walmart. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynavite.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Are you a prisoner? Are you stuck in a relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want? Are you stuck in a job or business that sucks up your time and saps your freedom? That describes most men, but there's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you can take control of the airwaves here. You can bring up whatever you want. We've been focusing on the shooting, the latest one, the mass shooting in Texas today. where some reports saying now 20 are dead, with dozens more that have been injured. It's Ian and Mark here in the studio tonight. Mark, tell me about Alpha Male 2.0.
It's some awesome guy stuff. If you feel stuck in a job or relationship or both, Caleb Jones has taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses. You could move to Mexico and be an illegal immigrant and still make lots of money. And how to date women under your terms. 2.0 alpha males have learned how to break free and how to truly live. Shouldn't you be able to do whatever you want, whenever you want, and not have to ask permission to answer to anyone? To date whomever you want, even if you're already in a relationship. Caleb's point, living in a free society isn't going to help you much if your life isn't free. Visit freelifeinfo.com and download the Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack for free. Included are 7 free books and a podcast so you can start living a truly free life right now. The Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack will show you the exact strategies Caleb and his team use to get better with women, increase their income and personal freedom and happiness. Get your free Alpha Male 2.0 starter pack at freelifeinfo.com. It's freelifeinfo.com. We had this guy on the show
from Freedom Fest.
He's great.
Yeah, he was great.
freelifeinfo.com.
Maybe this lunatic shooter, could have gotten some more positive messages in his life. Unfortunately, he's just absorbed all the negativity about immigrants, about corporations, and now he gets into his complaints about the destruction of the environment, basically embracing all of the statist so-called solutions to these many cases, state-created problems in the first place. But we're sharing the manifesto here as we continue with, toward the bottom of page 2 of it. He writes that corporations are heading the destruction of our environment by shamelessly over-harvesting resources. Well, that's actually not what companies tend to do if they actually own the land. They want to sustainably harvest, because if you over-harvest, you're going to go out of business at some point when you run out of...
You will see over-harvesting on land that companies don't own.
Owned by the government in many cases and leased to corporations.
So, for instance, you have sort of international waters out in the ocean. Well, a fisherman's job now is to run out there and get as many fish as possible.
Mm-hmm.
However, if a fisherman could stake out, 100 square miles of ocean and basically farm that,
sure,
then he'd need to have studs. He'd need to have heifers or whatever the equivalent is in fish world. I have no idea. He'd need to have all these things in order to continue to supply fish. But today, all his job is to go out there and get as many things that swim and bring money and bring them back.
He says this has been a problem for decades. For example, this phenomenon is brilliantly portrayed in the decades-old classic The Lorax. Watersheds from around the country, especially in agricultural areas, are being depleted. Fresh water is being polluted from farming and oil drilling operations. Consumer culture is creating thousands of tons of unnecessary plastic waste and electronic waste. And recycling to help slow this down is almost non-existent. Urban sprawl creates inefficient cities, which unnecessarily destroys millions of acres of land.
This is just a man who's lost hope. This is a man who's been fed line after line about how we're all going to die.
And with a lack mentality as well.
Well, that's all there is on the news. It's all about the pie is shrinking and your piece of it is getting smaller. That's all they say all the time. And I'm not surprised.
Right, and blame the 1%. When, of course,
well, who else would you blame?
The politicians.
I mean, sure, your income's going up year over year. Your class is, the people in your class are making more money. However, the people in that class are making a lot more money. So that's a real problem.
He says, we even use God knows how many trees worth of paper towels just to wipe water off our hands. Everything I have seen and heard.
Paper towels are made from trees. Trees are produce.
They're completely replaceable.
The trees are the things that scrub carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, and they grow again. I mean, yes, the cycle of a carrot is one season.
But this is
the cycle of a pine tree might be 30 years.
This is the stuff they're teaching, and they have been teaching in schools for decades now. This limited mentality of we're running out of resources. Oh, my God, the rainforests are being cut down, even though people can plant trees and companies that harvest trees plant more trees. So I just, you know, again, it all comes to, it comes down to a question of property rights in a lot of cases. Do you have property rights? Do you have the ability to own and sell property? Or are these companies leasing land from governments, in which case the governments don't care about what happens to them?
Right.
And
well,
the companies don't have an incentive to care either at that
when
point.
It comes to the Amazon rainforest, you have a lot of property rights violations going on.
Sure.
But
like stealing it from the natives?
You know, the idea of creating a tree farm, I would like to see the numbers on tree farms and exactly how much they are good or bad for the environment. But as far as creating paper towels, you know, big deal. I mean, for one, you want to solve that problem, legalize hemp.
So he comes to his solution here after All saying right. the government is unwilling, he says, to tackle these issues beyond empty promises, since they are owned by corporations. Corporations that also like immigration, because more people means a bigger market for their products. I just want to say, by the way, there's a global market for products. It doesn't matter whether or not they're inside this plot of land or inside another plot of land. People everywhere are going to want some paper towels. But going on, he says, I just want to say that I love the people of this country. But, GD, most of y'all are just too stubborn to change your lifestyle. So the next logical
step. So I'm
going
to have to shoot you.
So the next logical step is to decrease the number of people in America using resources. If we can get rid of enough people, then our way of life can become more sustainable. Because those people won't use resources anywhere else. Is he talking about deportation or just mass slaughtering?
You could do that with some kind of eugenics program.
Maybe that's what he's got in mind.
Well, I don't know what he's got in mind. He's going to prison. They don't get a lot of opportunity. The government doesn't recruit from there as much as you might think they should.
He then gets into his gear, which we won't read that that section. He does have an AK-47 and talks about the ammunition.
AK-47. Not an AR-15.
He does say he wants an AR-15, and if he has the chance, he will pick one up.
Well, he's not going to get it where he's going.
I don't know if he had it, though, while he was there. Mark,
as I understand, he did not.
Okay.
I did check on the type of gun seems to be important, and the news reported that he had an AK-47.
Yeah.
And, you'll get the mainstream media misreporting this stuff all the time.
He says in his – so now this is a paragraph of reaction. He writes, statistically, millions of migrants have returned to their home countries to reunite with the family they lost contact with when they moved to America. They come here as economic immigrants, not for asylum reasons. This is an encouraging sign that the Hispanic population is willing to return to their home countries if given the right incentive, an incentive that myself and many other patriotic Americans will provide. This will remove the threat of the Hispanic voting bloc, which will make up for the loss of millions of baby boomers. This will also make the elites that run corporations realize it's not in their interest to continue to piss off Americans. So he believes he is the vanguard. He believes he's the front line of what will be a...
They all do.
Phalanx.
If I just go out here and shoot a few people, a bunch more people will go out and do the same. Well, no, they won't.
And that this will scare
Thank God.
Hispanics into leaving the United States. We got a little bit more. You can share your thoughts as well. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Is oral health important to you? If you don't like your own teeth, fresh breath, or kissing people, then by all means, stop listening. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I became passionate about the product that she created and never want to live without it. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, but I find it does much more. They want you to love My Magic Mud as much as I do, so they're giving you a money-back guarantee plus 20% off. Go to MyMagicMud.com and use coupon code FTL20 at checkout. MyMagicMud.com, FTL20.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 19 deaths have occurred during a mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. At least 40 people have been injured. This woman was inside when it happened.
I wasn't really paying attention, but I heard doo, doo, doo. And then it went doo, 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 like closer together. So then that's when I thought it was gunshots.
Police say they believe it to be a lone shooter who is in custody. He's a 21-year-old white male who's been identified as Patrick Crucius. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Texans are grieving. He tweets, "We thank first responders for their swift action. We ask God to bind up the wounds of all who have been harmed." James Duggar with the local blood bank says the community needs blood donations right now.
Type O blood is always in demand in these types of situations because it can be transfused to all blood types.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendovite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Oh, my God, this lunatic. Just reading ahead, and it's ridiculous and outrageous and totally statist, pro-government, pro-states manifesto. Written by the alleged shooter there.
He wanted some government. He's going to get some.
He sure is. Of course, so are the rest of us. The government will likely use his shooting as an excuse to ever increase their size and their scope. So they will essentially be fulfilling his wishes, ultimately, by doing the thing they would have done anyway. But now they're going to do...
Never let a crisis go to waste.
Yeah, maybe sooner. So we'll share more with you here from the alleged manifesto in moments. I did put a link to it on our social media. So if you would like, you may follow us on a few different social media places. There's Mastodon, which is a decentralized social media that's competitive with Twitter. You can go to toot.freetalklive.com. to follow us there. There's also Twitter at twitter.freetalklive.com and telegram.freetalklive.com, whichever T you prefer. So we continue. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. I do want to say also thank you to Richard Freeman, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Richard is contributing $5 a month to this program's AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. If you like what we do here on Free Talk Live, talking about the ideas of liberty, freedom, and peace, cryptocurrency, every single night here on the radio, 7 nights a week, on over 200 radio stations across the entire week. That's how many stations we reach. And if you like what we do, of course, we're online as well, then you can help us out by becoming an amplifier and getting some cool perks, some benefits for being an amper over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. I sent out an AMP newsletter today, as a matter of fact. So it's amp.freetalklive.com. So we go to your calls and thoughts. A little more from the Lunatics Manifesto coming up here in moments. But first, let's talk to Richard. He's in Memphis watching us on YouTube. Go ahead, Richard.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Doing good.
Well, I didn't want to really talk about this, but I do have to ask. Like, the El Paso shooting that you guys keep mentioning, like, do you think that really happened?
God.
Well,
you can't be for real on this, right?
Question.
All right. The answer is yes, I believe it really happened.
Okay. Do you think that Sandy Hook happened?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, all right. El Paso, I'm not sure about. I know for a fact that Sandy Hook didn't happen.
You know for a fact. Okay. What are
the facts? Wait. I've got a question. Do you think that the United States leadership and maybe world leaders worldwide are possibly shape-shifting lizard people?
Good question.
No.
Okay, good.
That's ridiculous, Mark.
That is a ridiculous conspiracy theory. Now we have a ridiculous conspiracy theory and a not ridiculous conspiracy theory, and we have to find the twain they shall meet.
Right.
Go ahead.
I agree with that. I understand that comment. And,
all right, so what sort of cockamamie claim are you going to make about how you believe that the shooting of a bunch of children in a school wasn't real?
Where do I start? I mean,
I'd like to start with Alex Jones getting his pants sued off of him for saying the same damn thing.
Okay, well, how about the fact that the Sandy Hook wasn't the elementary school that was broadcasted, you know, the day of the
pictures.
Tragedy.
All right. I have to accept what you say,
you know,
because
it's another school, and we're talking about Sandy Hook. Like, that
are you talking about? Are you saying that on the day of the shooting in Sandy Hook, that the news media got the picture wrong? That's your evidence that it didn't happen.
They were surveilling an entirely different school.
Who is they?
Whatever broadcast that you want, I mean, it was across, it was Fox, it was CNN, it was everybody.
So you think that because the media made some mistake with which direction to point their cameras, that's proof that people that weren't slaughtered, that parents didn't lose their children's lives that day? What happened to all the children? Were they all fake?
School.
What happened to the children, sir?
Let us not forget that one of the fathers of one of the, you know, alleged victims was, you know, smoking and joking before he had to get into, you know, what, media form?
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
I don't know what pictures you've seen, but let me ask you this.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
No, yeah. I haven't looked into these crazy, every crazy, wacky conspiracy theory. So let me ask you a question. We are part of the media, Ian and I. We're two guys in a living room in a house in Keene, New Hampshire, all right? Now, we're not on the payroll of the Bilderbergers or the Trilateral Commission or any of these other organizations out there. The UN...
They paid you to say that, obviously.
...does not give me a check. I swear to God, it doesn't happen, all right? Now, I could have, on the day of a Sandy Hook, gone down to Connecticut. It's only an hour and a half from Keene, New Hampshire, and I could have taken a look. I didn't, because why would I? I don't run that kind of news organization. But I do know the people, some of the people in these news organizations. We go to events and we meet these people, and none of them have ever suggested, even for a moment, that they're somehow controlled. I mean, Ian and I have been offered jobs by these organizations, and none of them have ever said, well, you're first going to have to sign the waiver that says that you're going to do everything that the Rothschilds tell us that we have to do. I mean, this stuff is... It's just too much for me to believe.
It's lunacy is what it is. It's crazy conspiracy theory, Richard. The idea that dozens of children, I don't remember how many people were shot to death in Sandy Hook, but it was a fairly large number, that dozens of people were eliminated from this planet, and that you believe they all, what, didn't exist to begin with?
If you want my honest opinion, I don't think it ever happened.
Okay, but I'm asking you,
so no kids
what
died.
Happened to the children who everybody is saying died? Okay, because every one of those kids has parents and grandparents and cousins and friends.
If they were real kids, they had real grandparents and cousins and all that stuff.
But you're saying you don't believe that they were real children in the first place?
Look, I think his name was Parker. He was the father of one of the, you know, he was the
All right, you didn't want to answer the question. Go ahead. Your last chance. Go ahead, Richard.
I'm answering the question. When you look up that father that's just, like I said, smoking and joking, having a good laugh, and then gets into TV mode, and then you tell me if you don't think, you know, maybe something else happened that day.
Yeah, I don't think that just because one person...
actor theory.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't think that just because one person was videoed having... you know, a differing personality from one moment to the next doesn't mean that something happened.
Or that somebody, you know, who looks like somebody who was one of the victims in this circumstance. You find that a lot.
Thank you, I think, for the call. Ridiculous. We go on here with Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi, how's it going?
Hi, Sarah. You're on the air.
All right. So I was calling because I haven't listened to you guys much, but I'm kind of new to New Mexico, and just became aware of a state bill that was passed in March, supposedly to protect women from domestic abusers, that restrict people convicted of a domestic violence crime from owning a gun. Now, that would sound good on the surface, but as it turns out here, any domestic disturbance call, it results in an arrest.
Oh, boy.
And is convicted as a crime. Now, you can make a domestic disturbance call on anybody, and when the police show up, there could be nothing going on. But they still have to charge someone with a crime.
Oh, it's one of those states where if you show up, they show up, that somebody has to be arrested?
Ridiculous.
Yep. Yep. And so if you're a married couple, and I'm not going to say why this is so important to me right now. If you're a married couple and somebody calls a domestic disturbance and they show up and charge one of you with a crime, that crime is a misdemeanor, and by state bill 328 passed in March, that convicted, if convicted, that person can no longer own a firearm. Which
it's
means a married couple.
It's terrible.
Systematic disarmament.
Is it true? I want to know, and Sarah, if you want to hang on, you can. Is it true, though, that someone else can call a domestic and get an arrest to happen? Or is it? Does it have to? The call have to originate from one of the two or one of the people involved. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Maybe enough time for you. If you're on the line now, you can be at 855-450-FREE. Or you can call in on our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over in our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We've been sharing from the manifesto, the total fear-mongering statist manifesto of this young person who allegedly shot up a bunch of innocent people at a Walmart earlier today. His name, Patrick Crucius, age 21. And your thoughts are certainly welcome on that or anything that's on your mind. We're going back to Sarah in New Mexico. And Sarah, you're back on Free Talk Live. Hey, Sarah, so you were pointing out this, these ridiculous rules that exist in a lot of places. I don't know how many states have it, but that require the police to arrest somebody whenever it is they show up at a domestic violence call. And you're saying not only is that in place in New Mexico, but also now they're going to use those arrests as an excuse to deprive those people of their right to bear arms. Is that correct?
Yes. That's correct. And if you're, yes, that is correct. And then if you are married, that deprives the other party's right, the alleged victim, of their right to bear arms as well.
Wait a minute. If you're married, they will strip the right to bear arms from both people involved in the conflict?
Technically, if you're married, it's jointly held property. Now, if one person is in their home and damages property during an argument, that can be a criminal misdemeanor of damage against the household member's property, right? Because it's jointly held. Now, anything acquired during a marriage is jointly held property. It's community property. So all the firearms are also community property. So a convicted misdemeanor on a domestic violence also includes the firearms of the alleged victim. That leaves the whole household without firearms.
Lovely. There is something I want to suggest here to folks, because as I asked out on the way out to the break, if this is true that even your neighbor can call the police on a domestic incident and then they still have to make an arrest, I mean, I'm against the idea of mandatory arrest, period. I think that's a terrible concept.
It takes the ability, law enforcement out of the hands of law enforcement.
It takes any level of discretion or whatever. But whether or not this rule is in place where you live, and again, I don't know which states have these mandatory arrest rules, it would be a bad idea to answer the door for the police. Unless you are the one who, called the call in and you feel like you really want to talk to these people, especially if you didn't make this call. If none of the people in the home made the call and police are knocking at your door, look, I'm not an attorney, so this isn't legal advice, But I'd be very interested in seeing what the police would do if nobody answered the door. You are, in, as I understand it, under no obligation whatsoever. I know they do it in all the movies and the television shows, but you have no obligation to talk to these people. You have no obligation to answer the door for them whatsoever. They can pound away on your front door, but if they don't have a warrant to enter that premises, which they're probably not going to get just simply on the say-so of a neighbor making a phone call,
yeah,
in the middle of the night, then they can't come in to your household legally. As I understand it.
A lot of times you don't know why they're pounding on the door, though. And
no reason to talk to them. If they're pounding on your door, it's probably not for a good purpose. You know, they're not after a murderer that just ran into your house, right? Because you probably would have figured out if a murderer had just ran into your house, or, you know, some wanted criminal had just decided to use your living room as an escape plan. So that's not the reason they're pounding on your door, right? You probably are pretty sure whether or not there's a fire going on in your home, so they're probably not pounding on your door to rescue you from, you know, some sort of natural occurrence or whatever. So
I had a cop pound on my door a couple of years ago to tell me that somebody had ran over my sign, my, you know, the house number sign. I don't have a mailbox, so effectively ran over my mailbox.
He could leave a note if it was that important. Go ahead, Sarah. Any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So, but this could happen if you're sitting in a car in a parking lot.
Mm.
Somebody can call the police, and they can show up and see nothing wrong and still have to write a citation for a criminal misdemeanor if your car is messed up. And then you're still looking at everybody's, right, their arm being taken away.
I still wouldn't talk to them. If they showed up at a car, if I'm in a car in a parking lot and there was an argument that was going on and some cop shows up and says somebody called me, I'm not going to answer any of those questions. I have no reason to talk to these people. The more information you give them, and thank you, Sarah, good call tonight, I appreciate hearing from you. The more information you give these people, the closer they're going to get to making an arrest. There's a dozen cars in the parking lot, maybe more than, you know, a dozen, maybe dozens of cars in the parking lot. How is that officer going to know 100% whether or not he's even found the right car? Did the person give the license plate number when they called in? Was the person even telling the truth? If the officer didn't witness the actual fight, like if the officer pulls up and, you know, the wife's got a knife out, the man's, you know, throwing fisticuffs at her, I mean, there's an actual fight going on, or they're fighting in the parking lot at that time, then the officer can say he's a witness to it. But otherwise, just going on the say-so of a neighbor, that's not the same, you know. A cop can't just make, as I understand it, a cop cannot just make an arrest of somebody because the neighbor said something happened.
Yeah, they'd have to come up with a bit more than that, but you would think. But then again, you know.
Well, they can do whatever they want to do. But
well, don't forget that New Mexico is a pretty corrupt state.
Well, they're all corrupt.
Yeah.
Well, the fact is the police,
they don't have rankings of most corrupt states for nothing.
Right. But the fact is if you are approached by a cop and you're not driving, so again, the scenario was in a parking lot. You're not driving. You don't have an obligation to show that cop an identification in most places, as I understand
it.
In some places you do. So, you know, check your local BS laws and see what they say. But in many cases, you don't have an obligation to show ID. You may have an obligation to identify yourself to the officer. But beyond that, you have no obligation, as I understand it. Again, not a lawyer. But you have no obligation to answer their questions. You don't have to talk yourself into an arrest, which is likely what would happen. Let's go to Jonathan. He's in Virginia listening online. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Hey, so I wanted to start by talking about the current situation with the Buckingham County Jail here in Virginia.
All right. Let's hear it.
So there are plenty of people there who have murdered people, just like Mark.
That's not very nice.
I'm not in Buckingham County Jail.
Mark didn't murder anybody. I think he said something that he wasn't allowed to say right at the very end.
Might
there,
have,
mostly got cut off. But we'll go ahead and dump him anyway, just because he was rude.
Funny.
No, it really wasn't funny.
Well, he was doing his best.
Going on, let me give you a little bit more here from this lunatic's manifesto, the alleged manifesto from the shooter, Patrick Crucius, at the Texas Walmart. He finally makes the statement that he believes that his shooting will be starting a thing. He thinks that other people are going to follow suit.
Says so many of these people do.
And he says it will make the elites that run corporations realize it's not in their interest to continue to piss off Americans. Corporate America doesn't need to be destroyed, but just shown they're on the wrong side of history, that if they don't bend, they will break.
Well, I guess he can watch the outcomes from death row in Texas. Right. I don't know where it's at. Austin, maybe?
So then I'm not going to go on and read any more specifically. We got through the bulk of it. We got through his political reasons. We got through his economic reasons. We skipped the gear section. We got through his reaction. There's then one more section called personal reasons and thoughts. And this is where it gets a little more unfocused. It becomes a little more kind of typical manifesto rambly. He tries to, you know, encourage other people to follow suit with more shootings and more fear-mongering about America being destroyed. And then he gets into his opinions about race. He says, I'm against race mixing because it destroys genetic diversity and creates identity problems. He claims...
Okay, genetic diversity and identity problems. All right, the genetic diversity isn't necessary when you're talking about white people living in Florida, all right? If you were concerned about the genetic diversity of the world, you'd want to move Europeans back to Europe.
Well, that's not what he wants to do. He likes where he is, and he wants to send everybody else back. He claims...
White people in El Paso.
He claims that... he does find something horrific, Mark. He says the idea of deporting or murdering all non-white Americans is horrific. Many have been here at least as long as the whites and have done as much to build our country. The best solution to this for now would be to divide America into a confederacy of territories with at least one territory for each race.
Oh, God. How do you get them to move there?
Force. That's what he wants to do.
All right.
He wants to force people into his little racist belief system of this is the way the races should be divided. Force away people outside of the country who he thinks should leave, and everybody else that's left should be divvied up into race-based states.
He can send requests to the warden in Huntsville, where he's going to end up on death row, to see whether or not he can get racially segregated cells.
Well, he should be happy because there's a lot of, you know, race warfare and things like that in prison.
He will create his future.
All right, that's it. We've linked to that on our social media on toot.freetalklive.com. That's our Mastodon, and then twitter.freetalklive.com and telegram.freetalklive.com. You can see it for yourself. You can discuss it in our Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.